here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourselves, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
You see, J.J. Watt raised almost like $500,000 already.
Yes, sir.
And Kevin Hart has a thing where he's kind of like the ice bucket challenge, but with celebrities, $25,000 a piece. They don't have to do that stuff. You know what I mean? Kevin Hart's filthy rich. I mean, a lot of people are saying that he should give more than $25,000 because he's filthy rich.
Yeah, shut up.
Why?
Yeah.
He don't have to give anything.
No.
And he's worth $100-something million, yeah, but he doesn't have to give anything.
Yeah, it's like if I have 20 singles in my wallet and I throw a dollar into a charity thing at a gas station, somebody was like, come on, man. You got 20 bucks in your wallet.
Yeah, I would say that to you. Cheap bitch.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding. I do feel bad for those folks. I feel bad for a lady in California. Not really. She's going to be rich now. Lady was eating a salad she got from a Target in California. She was almost finished with this salad. She was digging into it like a savage, just stabbing veggies with her fork. And what was sitting there in the middle of her little left, whatever was left of her salad? Tiny, cute little froggy.
Aw, pictures of dorbs.
Alive.
What?
Barely alive. This frog was holding on for dear life, and she almost stabbed it and ended it. She started vomiting. She took the frog out. She nursed it back to health, named it Lucky.
How do you nurse a frog?
Mouth to mouth. Named it Lucky. Get some frog food. Becky Garfinkel, that's her name, says now this is her pet named Lucky. And, of course, little viral action. She sent a tweet out and a Facebook post to Target. She's going to get some money for this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
For her free pet?
Yeah. Could you imagine, though, like, you find stuff in food, like, we do stories like this all the time, but a live animal in your food?
What's the nastiest thing you found in your food?
I probably talked about this before. It was pretty nasty, but a church's chicken. When I was a kid, speaking of Joel Osteen, it was a church's chicken. You ever eaten at a church's chicken?
No.
Negative.
It's like a way ghetto version of a Popeye's chicken, which Popeye's chicken is usually a ghetto version of Popeye's chicken. I was a kid in my old neighborhood. I got some French fries with my three-piece at church's. And before I put the French fry in my mouth, I noticed a funny shape to my fry. A German cockroach was hugging this fry when they dropped it in the deep fryer, and it was pretty much fossilized onto the fry.
You ate it anyways, didn't you?
Nah. I ate the other fries. I was 10. I was fat. No, I was grossed out. I didn't eat any of it. But this is in the hood where I grew up. I take it up to the counter. I go, there's a roach in my French fry. You want to guess what the girl said? Any guesses?
Did you smoke it?
Not you, Anna. You're not allowed to guess. No. She said, boy, you know there's roaches everywhere.
You talking about this little guy right here?
That's it.
This little guy right here.
Yes, no, German cockroach.
So she did not give you another fry?
No. She said, boy, there are roaches everywhere.
Just like
that. And you know what I said? So she got a solid point. I guess I'll just carry on.
Yep.
Pretty gross. Did you hear about the robots?
What robots?
Well, Japan, very unique place. My buddy Whitmore's going there next year. He's going on vacation to Japan with a couple of our other friends that want to go to Japan.
Do you want to go?
No. I don't have the money, and it's like a 12-hour flight from California.
And
so.
Missiles, though.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
You don't want to see new places, Johnny?
I do, but I don't want to fly that long, that far. Instead of Japan, I will go, I'll go to a Japanese restaurant here in America. Now, the robots are taking over more of Japan. Now, they have robot bartenders. They have
sex dolls.
Yes, those are pretty awesome now. I heard they're making them look like the celebrities that you want to bang now, too.
Who would you be getting a robot of?
I don't need to do that. I have my beautiful girlfriend at the house. She takes care of all my
needs. You did not have your girlfriend.
Oh, I could just pick any girl.
Like a celebrity.
I don't know, man. Does she talk?
Sure.
Like, will she talk like the celebrity and stuff? Or
sure, whatever you want.
Just moan?
What celebrity do you want to bang?
Female one. There's some good ones out there. Mm. Maybe Jessica Biel doll.
Okay.
Or Beyonce doll.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you think?
What about you, Anna?
Yeah, what about you? If you had one with
female or male?
Both.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Transgender works too.
Yeah.
I always had a thing for Christina Applegate.
Okay.
Oh, like young Christina Applegate?
Yeah, like Married with Children Christina Applegate.
I mean, she can still get it now.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty hot too.
Hell yeah.
At 50.
48.
Shut your
50.
She's 50 now. Ryan Adams, any celebrity robot?
Scarlett Johansson all the way.
Yeah?
Yes.
Ghost in the Shell?
Yes, in that costume.
Dude, put your wiener away. Well, they have robots doing something very creepy now. They have Pepper the Robot is now handling all the arrangements and conducting funerals.
What?
Yeah. Draped in traditional Japanese funeral garb, Pepper the Robot not only presided over a faux death ceremony as they were testing him, he also chanted Buddhist sutras, taking over the usual role of a human monk during such ceremonies. I guess that's what they do during the Buddhist funerals. They chant sutras.
Okay.
I thought they were like mantras.
Says sutras on here. I think sutras are more than one, so mantras are one.
I didn't say manotras.
Are you afraid the robots are going to take over?
I am now.
I feel as if they are slowly taking over. I'm scared. Somebody save me. Finally, for What the Hell News, more eclipse news. So many people going blind or having eye problems from the eclipse. Well, here's some more people. People are being treated now because they looked up at the sun after rubbing sunblock on their eyes. We live in a world with people like this. Not one person. Nurse practitioner Trish Patterson said there haven't been any cases of damage by looking directly at the sun where she's at, but she and her colleagues have seen a few patients who experience pain after putting sunblock in their eyes.
And coffee's hot.
One of my colleagues at Moonlight here stated yesterday that they had patients presenting at their clinic that put sunscreen on their eyeballs and presented that they were having pain and they were referred to an ophthalmologist.
I want to meet these people.
How do you do that?
Let's have them in studio.
You take some sunblock and you just squirt it right in your eye.
No, I know physically how do you do it, but how does your brain go, yeah, that's got to work, right?
A lot of recessive genes.
Oof.
A lot of inbreeding.
So sad. That is What the Hell News.